John Kinnaird is a fine man. He was elected unanimously by the people of Midlands, and he's their treasurer. And obviously, he's playing an effective role in that province in his capacity. And that is what him and his wife were attacked for.
What makes this a political attack and not a criminal attack?
The fact that the person that was attacked is the Treasurer General of the MDC. And the fact that the youth were wearing a ZANU-PF bandana, which he managed to pull off the head of the person concerned, and that ZANU-PF bandana was taken by the police. All they took and demanded was two cell phones and whatever money they had. They left laptops and lots of other valuables. If it was a robbery, a planned robbery that people were robbing, they would have made sure that they left there and would have taken that risk for substantial gain.
The MDC is in part in government right now. What are you doing about it, and what is the way forward?
Well, again, you know, Violet, it is very, very sad and very, very disappointing what is happening. You have the opening of Parliament. You have Robert Mugabe sidestepping Joyce Mujuru to hug Prime Minister Tsvangirai, to promise peace and no violence. And exactly why he is hugging President Tsvangirai, a faction of his party is beating the opposition politically. Unless you can deal with the security sector reform, unless you can deal with the generals, the brigadiers that hold the stolen wealth of Zimbabwe to the resources and whatever has happened around the absolute theft based on blatant racism around the farms, around the businesses, those people are never going to relinquish power.